Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that should draw the attention of every wise person. Are we being pushed or manipulated into Armageddon? Is that what is taking place? Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State under President Donald J. Trump, had a response to Biden's statement that we're headed to Armageddon. He says, Biden's Armageddon comments are reckless and foreign policy failure. In the article, he states, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday that President Biden's Armageddon comments about Russian leader Vladimir Putin's nuclear threats are totally reckless, but a White House representative insisted they simply reflect the high stakes in the Ukraine. Quote, first off, those comments were reckless, and I think they, even more importantly, they demonstrate maybe one of the greatest foreign policy failures of the last decades, which was failure to deter Vladimir Putin, end quote. Quote, when you hear a president talking about Armageddon as a random thought just musing at a fundraiser, that is a terrible risk to the American people. If he truly believes that, he ought to be talking to us in a serious way. More importantly, he should be doing all the things that are necessary to deter Vladimir Putin rather than encouraging Putin into nuclear warfare, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we are faced with a very strategic danger today. And even though I believe, as our previous caller said, we're dealing with a president that's without cognitive ability. We're dealing with a president that's vacuous and void of any thoughts, thinking, or planning. We recognize that we have a president that is not of his own doing, perhaps, but he's cognitively depleted and cannot make a decision. He is the puppet, and behind the scenes, those globalists, those international puppeteers are pulling the strings. And so we need to be concerned because of where this shell of a man, he is the front. He is the stage setting, if you please. But the ones behind the scene would like nothing more than international global warfare that will bring about the demise of the United States of America. Keep in mind, our military recruitment is down by 25%. One writer said down by as much as 40%. We're watching police departments across America being totally depleted by the thousands every month in retirement and resignation because of having no authority as police officers. We're watching everything that's called the sovereignty of America being destroyed each and every day. We're told that by the end of this year, with those 600,000-700,000 gotaways and those that have been counted, that we'll have somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 million illegals that have come into America. And the Biden administration is now in the process of making those illegals legal voters for the 2024 presidential election. So you see the handwriting on the wall. You see where we're going. It's the clamoring for the demise of the United States of America. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with the question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. I'm giving God thanks daily for you and a few others faithful who are there to be courageous and standing faithfully and speaking up faithfully at such a time as this. We thank God for he will not leave himself without a witness. And as you said the other day, hallelujah, he will take his tithe. He will take the tithe. Praise God. So those of us whose eyes are opened and who have been paying attention long before Biden took office, we realized that he was fully compromised and that he would be a total danger sitting in the White House. We are not taken by surprise because we knew he was compromised and that, you know, we were heading for trouble. And what is going on now, we realize that our main problem is our stout-hearted rebellion against God among our leaders. A lot of them are church members, you know, men who claim to be, yes, hold positions in the church, and they are in total hostile rebellion against God. And this is what pushing us to where we're going, because the enemy from day one, from way back, is fighting against God, fighting a battle that we know that he cannot win. He's fighting a losing battle. So praise God for those of us who have answered the call and who are among the tithe remnant that God is faithfully raising up. He's raising up a godly heritage to represent him in eternity. And the day will come when, as he said, sit down to his son. He said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So the battle is going on and the fight. And as you said, I totally agree with you that statement that Biden has made is it definitely gives the impression that he knows things, he has things in mind that we know, and we see it coming out. He has no understanding of what is happening. He's a puppet, as we understand, but a dangerous puppet. He's in the church and so much of that. We just have to pray and trust God that our leaders can humble themselves and repent, because that is the only answer. God is merciful and he will have mercy on us. The entire world is in a mess because of what is going on. These people, they are creating. They're not making any mistake. They're not blundering because of they're naive. They're doing exactly what they intend to do.
Absolutely, Lily. You touched on a very important point. Yes. What they're doing is not a blundering into something. Yes. What they're doing is a purposeful mindset of pushing America into the position of having a nuclear conflict in the global World War III that's on the very fast track that will ultimately rumble into the Battle of Armageddon. But Lily, as you said, I believe it is exactly right. We need to look up, lift up our head. Our redemption draweth nigh. Mm-hmm. We need to be praying, seeking God's face. As Christians, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and stop being silent. The silence from the pulpits brought about the power of Adolf Hitler in the 1943-44-45 in the major Holocaust that took place in Germany.
Repeating it.
Yes, we're repeating it. So, Lily, thank you so much for your call and your input. Spot on with what you said. And God bless you. Look up. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe should grasp the attention of every one of us. And that is with Joe Biden making the statement that we are a closer, Armageddon is closer than it's ever been since 1962. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject, are we being pushed and manipulated into Armageddon? But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand just what is Armageddon. When will it take place? Armageddon is after the rapture of the church, ladies and gentlemen. The church is going to be raptured out. There'll be a 7-year period of tribulation where the Antichrist will step on the scene and with iron fist control the entire globe. Armageddon will be the ultimate final cataclysmic battle wrapping up this old world that will, ladies and gentlemen, engulf the entire world. It is the Battle of Armageddon, ladies and gentlemen, that the Lord Jesus Christ returns at the wrap-up of the Battle of Armageddon. According to Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 and following, Jesus Christ will return. Chapter 19, verse 17 through 21, the Lord Jesus Christ will slay the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, the enemies of the cross, the enemies of Christ with the sword of his mouth. He will slay the Antichrist, the false prophet, cast them into hell. Then in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, Satan himself will be bound and cast into that place called hell. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat again. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we will not be here when the Battle of Armageddon takes place. But may I hasten to say, we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players being put in place for the globalization of a major, major, major cataclysmic event that shall be called the Battle of Armageddon. We realize, ladies and gentlemen, that what we're experiencing today, what we're witnessing today through the Biden administration, I believe, in this administration, pushing for the so-called Armageddon and the plans for a global government. This is a push, I believe, for the global reset. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, it's from General Petraeus. He predicts U.S. will lead NATO's response to take out Russian forces if Putin uses nuclear weapons. Retired General David Petraeus predicted Sunday that the U.S., along with NATO allies, would take out Russian forces if Russian President Vladimir Putin decides to use nuclear weapons in his war against the neighboring Ukraine. Petraeus told co-anchor Jonathan Carl that Western powers have to take Russia's nuclear weapon threats very seriously, noting National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's recent remarks that the U.S. officials have warned Moscow of cataclysmic consequences if the Kremlin deploys nuclear weapons. And what would happen then? Carl asked. Well, again, I have deliberately not talked about that, Jake, about this openly. I mean, just to give you a hypothetical, we would respond by leading NATO a collective effort that would take out every Russian conventional force that we can see and identify on the battlefield in Ukraine and also in Crimea and every ship in the Black Sea, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that is an ominous sound when you hear generals, retired generals, and those in the military field talking about that move. And ladies and gentlemen, simultaneous with the statement by President Joe Biden that we're moving closer to Armageddon than since 1962. That's when we had the conflict with Russia through the puppet state called Cuba, 90 miles off the coast of America. But ladies and gentlemen, here's another ominous sound. Russian nuclear military train is seen on the move in possible warning to the West, and Putin is prepared to escalate his Ukrainian war. The article states in part, military analysts claim that this could be a sign of escalation in Ukraine conflict on behalf of Moscow or preparation for a larger scale nuclear readiness in Russia. This statement further says in the article, a huge freight train moving specialty military equipment associated with nuclear arms wielding division of Russia's defense ministry has been spotted on the move, prompting fears of an escalation of Putin's war via nuclear weaponry. Such advanced military hardware, the likes of which have scarcely been deployed on the frontiers in Ukraine. Further, it says the specialist division is dedicated to the storage and maintenance and provision of weapons to the likes of Strategic Rocket Forces, a Russian military branch that controls nuclear missiles and forms a key part of Putin's nuclear program. If it comes at NATO warned members states that Russian state-of-the-art nuclear submarine has left its White Sea base. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's a train moving through Russia that's known to carry nuclear devices. Here's the nuclear submarine, which is the largest nuclear submarine on the face of the globe that's out to sea. It left its port. No one knows where it's located. Russia's not saying. Our military, how would you say, analyst in Washington probably know, but it's not been told to us as American citizens, so we really do not know. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Russian submarine with doomsday nuclear weapons has reportedly just disappeared in the sea. A Russian submarine equipped with doomsday weapons, a nuclear bomb that Russia claims can create a radioactive tsunami around the world, has apparently vanished from its base in the White Sea, according to all reports. NATO has reportedly warned that the Belgorod, that is a massive nuclear submarine, has gone missing from a Russian base in the Arctic Circle, and officials are concerned that Russia could be gearing up for its advanced weapon system known as the Poseidon, or the Weapon of the Apocalypse. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy's newest aircraft carrier, USS Gerald R. Ford, has suddenly been declared combat ready after years of setbacks, technological issues, and delays, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players being put on the stage. We're watching the curtains ready to open. We're watching as everything is being set with the signs that the God's word tells us shall take place in the last days. We ought to not be surprised. We ought not to be shocked. We ought not to be shaky or concerned. But we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that God is still on the throne. God is still in control. God's not gone on vacation. God's not asleep. God's not dead, as they said back in the 60s. And as I say jokingly, God's never even had COVID. So we need to recognize that God's still in control. Yes, according to the scripture, everyone that loves the Lord Jesus Christ will suffer persecution. We're told that in the third chapter and the 12th verse of 2 Timothy. But we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that's not talking about the great tribulation of the 7 years after the rapture of the church, but there will be tribulation. That's thalipsis, pressure, problems, pain, difficulties, and every Christian today needs to be aware of that. In fact, this Biden administration today, through their thugs with badges, through the DOJ and the FBI, they're searching out, hunting down, tracking, smashing the doors in of Christians that will stand against abortion. Christians that will stand against that which is being taught in our public schools will stand against the citizens of the United States of America and for the thuggery system that's being put in place that's displacing the Christian culture in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, Americans are now suffering food famine, fuel famine, and a serious financial famine. And ladies and gentlemen, I pray that I'm wrong. I pray that this is going to be off target, but I believe that by the end of the first quarter of next year, America will be looking at deep, deep, deep recession. And as one writer said, recession / depression. And one writer from one of the major banks in America said the deep recession is unavoidable. Ladies and gentlemen, you link the fuel famine, you link the food famine, you link the financial famine along with the catastrophic events taking place around the globe, and especially with our eye on Russia. Russia is armed. Russia is angry. Russia is aggressive. Russia is awaiting the opportunity to strike. It is Russia that you see in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with the five Islamic nations being led into battle. It is Russia that brings about the attack on the little postage stamp, the apple of God's eye called the nation of Israel. It is Russia that's leading today in what I believe is the beginning points of World War III, as I've said so many times. Here's an article. Stephen Miller, a former, advisor for Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, issues nuclear warnings, wants Biden in assisted living facility after damaging video. President Joe Biden has provided the world with so many gaffes and probably untrue statements within the last 2 years that even his most delusional supporters have had to take a step back and question his mental cognitive ability. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article that makes the statement very clearly. World War III, stage being set for the U.S. to go to war with China and Russia simultaneously. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any greater scenario. Great from the standpoint of fulfilling the biblical context and fulfilling the biblical prophetic scene. Because you see in Daniel, the 11th chapter, beginning with about verse 36 and following, the latter days of the battle that's seen in the Russian conflict in the latter days of that, leading into the ultimate Battle of Armageddon. The Antichrist will get rumors, rumblings out of the East. It's talking about the Far East, talking about none other than China. Revelation chapter 9 points out that China will have a 200 million man army. 1965 Reader's Digest, May of 1965, May 22nd. China bragged about having a 200 million man army back in the 60s, ladies and gentlemen. China and Russia have locked arms together. China and Russia today controls all that's said in the UN Security Council. They have the authority and the power to stop any move that America would want to make. And it's China and Russia that's linked together that's setting the stage, I believe, for this global universal World War III that will lead into the Battle of Armageddon. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is not cognitive enough to understand what he's saying. He's repeating just what he's heard others say. This article says World War III stage being set for us to go to war with China and Russia simultaneously. The article says, Vic, quickly, you would want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved in military to defend Taiwan if it comes to that? A reporter asked Joe Biden during a conference. Yes, Biden said. Are you really? The reporter pressed. That's the commitment we've made, Joe Biden stated, quipped back to the reporter. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a precarious position when we see America's decline morally, ethically, theologically, and biblically. When we see a nation that is weakened by the Biden administration and his puppeteers, when we see our military today, our police forces today, at a level that's never been seen in recent American history, we are open with our borders, and therefore we see the decline of American sovereignty. And it was Barack Hussein Obama that made the statement in his first term that America ought not to be a superpower. America need to be no stronger than any other third world nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're seeing Barack Hussein Obama behind the scenes carrying out that desire of destroying America. I'm looking at an article dated September the 29th. Are we facing a Cuban missile crisis? Evidence strongly suggests that the NORAD stream pipeline leak were the result of sabotage. The U.S. and European officials have been working to discover who could be behind the explosion that damaged the natural gas pipeline running from Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea. Was it Russia? Was it Ukraine? Was it Germany? No matter who carried this out, it's put the entire world in grave danger, because it is this indeed, this attack means that non-military key infrastructure outside Ukraine is now the target menu. If Russia thinks we did it, speaking of America, they have already said nukes are on the table. That gives us a green light to use nukes, according to Vladimir Putin, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, what should we do? How should we respond? In fact, here's one article that says Biden is not in charge. Here is exactly what is happening. Our country is being destroyed. It's clearly a purposeful communist attack upon America for the thousand different directions. But the president isn't Biden. He is just the figurehead. He's just the puppet. The real president, this writer says, is Barack Hussein Obama. This is clearly the third term of Obama. His fingerprints are everywhere with every move. No president can legally serve three terms, hence the need for a figurehead. Joe Biden is that figurehead. In fact, this writer calls Biden a dummy with dementia and diapers, end quote. He says whatever is written on the cue card and signs whatever paper is put in front of him. That allows Obama to run the country from the shadows. But Obama isn't the brains of the operation. Obama is just the communist tool being used. Obama takes his orders from a team of communist suicide bombers. Vladimir Jarrett, Susan Rice, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and of course the boss of all bosses, the one that leads China. He is the Communist Party leader, Xi. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is a puppet for China. Joe Biden is a puppet for all that's done in Ukraine. Joe Biden is the one that's pushed so that, I believe the last account was, $167 billion American taxpayer dollars in cash and in military weaponry been sent to Ukraine. No one is there to account for the dollars. No one is there to account for how it's spent. No one is there to make sure that it's not being put in the pockets by the political leadership there in Ukraine. What national interest do we have in Ukraine that allows American tax money by $167 billion to be given with no strings attached? Ladies and gentlemen, it's because Ukraine has been used for years and years and years for Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal to wash money. It's a money laundering center that today has been escalated as a result of Putin's attack on Ukraine. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe America is about to face a depression. I believe that we're watching the trigger on global catastrophic food, fuel, and financial collapse take place. We will be at the weakest point, ladies and gentlemen, in my most humble opinion, at the weakest point morally, weakest point ethically, the weakest point theologically and doctrinally. We'll be at the weakest point financially, the weakest point militarily, when this comes to fruition. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's on the fast track to do so. The Biden administration is anxious for major medical and military people, military forces, to be reduced in strength and power. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the government enacting martial, getting ready to enact what I call martial law for the full lockdown of society and the submission of we the people in the United States of America. It's my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that America is now in the active war with Russia via the Ukraine, and we've given about, as I said, $167 billion to Ukraine in military aid and financial aid. Ladies and gentlemen, America and all Americans have been set up for a very serious international global dictator to step on the scenes, namely called the Antichrist, according to the written, revealed, inspired Word of God. We have abandoned our military. We have denigrated our medical system. We have brought our financial system to a catastrophic place where we are bowing on our knees financially. Our citizens have been made to submit to the government control over our health and finances, with the big tech and government itself being the ones that's tracing and tracking everything that we do. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get us to understand in these final moments is the stage is set. The players are being put in place. All of the increments, all of the tools, all of the mechanisms to be used are there. But ladies and gentlemen, we ought not to be frightened or afraid. As Christians, the next thing on the counter of God is that we're going to be raptured out, suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. When all of these things come about, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says in Luke 21:28, look up, lift up your heads, look up, lift up your heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. We're on the very cusp, ladies and gentlemen, of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ being raptured out, snatched out of this old world. Then all of these things where we're seeing the scenes being set today will come to fruition. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.